This loses sense, and this loses sense. Middle part brain will run your life. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, that's the best I can. That's the best I can do. It just takes charge and control, and you lose your senses. You lose your marbles. That's how people say, what happened? No, middle part brain took charge. That's what happened. Now it's hit the fan. And you say, how have I hated instruction? And my heart despised reproof. See, because everybody, to one extent or the other, before they mess up, God sent somebody to help them, but they refused to listen. Arrogance. The enemy is a very smart enemy. He's dealt with many people before you. And God says, don't engage. Take off. Take off. If at any point something is happening in your heart, so to speak, and you are thinking about this person too often, that's a warning sign. Step back. Step back. Because your heart is getting too engaged. This is not working too well now. And your heart is becoming the brain, and before too long, middle part become the brain. It starts from here and goes down. He says, how did I do this? And my heart despised reproof. And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers. That's what I'm doing right now. Nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. How did I get to this place? By not listening. That's how. You didn't pay attention to the wisdom. You didn't give heed to understanding. You thought you were all that. I can handle it. Why not? No. She's not my type. Which type is that? She's not pretty. We're not talking about my type or pretty. We're talking about the person that's going to sweet talk you, tell you all the nice things, and you start the slippery slope walk. Sinking sand. The more you struggle to come out, the deeper you go. So don't step into the sinking sand. There's a sign all over the place. Sinking sand. Read, understand, and don't think you are exceptional. Thank God for grace and for His mercy. But I think the greatest grace and mercy that has been activated in my life is I think like this. You are not exceptional. Mike Zeno, don't ever think, I can handle it. No. I think like this. Lord, get me out of here. Because the end of it all is that you're going to find yourself saying, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil. Well, that's an interesting one. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. What on earth? What is this all about? Oh, this takes us back to James. When there's strife around, it is a setup. It is a setup when there's strife around. People think that the reason those that are in the military get involved with other people is because they were away from home and they had their physical needs needed to be satisfied. No, the real thing is that there's strife all around them and they want to quieten that strife. Find a place, you know, it's like they say, make love, not war. Yeah. He's saying, I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. In essence, he's saying, you know, there was so much strife around me. I was almost there. But I found it in the midst of the congregation. Now, this here is where it's going to get really interesting. Because messing up is not just something that happens outside in the world. It's something that happens inside the assembly. Thank God we've not had that history in this house. But the reality is, there are people in churches. Why, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is going on. Mr. A is looking at Mr. B's wife. And vice versa. And it all blows up. We'll talk about that next time. Praise the Lord. I think I didn't blush too much. I found a way not to blush. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good, and I do pray. You know, this is serious. This is serious matter. This is not joking matter. Because this is one of the things that will take you to hell. But unfortunately, the church has not handled it right. You know, Mom and I dated for a while when the Lord showed me that Mama was going to be my spouse. I did not, one time, from the time that I met her to the time that we got married, I did not even kiss her. Not one time. Why? Because middle part might just kick up and I will lose it. So I did not. So it's amazing to me, not judging anybody. I was listening to a program, Christian program, great worldwide ministry. And I'm not going to give too much details so that you don't necessarily identify the person right away. Was sharing about how this guy, great ministry, says, I will know that she's the one when I kiss her. They're not married. I will know that she's the one when I kiss her. And he said, I kissed her and I knew she was the one. Wow. Wow. I'm thinking, oh Lord God Almighty, what are you doing? So that the guys can go around kissing everyone and trying to find out, how do you know that she's the one? I kissed her. So if you kissed another one, you wouldn't know. What was the difference between this kiss and that kiss and that kiss and that kiss? Let's have a kissing test. This is how we're going to find out who our spouses are now. A kissing test. Why don't we go further than that? I will know that she's the one. I will know that he's the one. We won't do anything but just bare yourself naked. And if you fit the size, that's the one. That's how I'm going to know. Where does it stop? The devil's a liar. And it doesn't matter who says it. A lie is 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 a lie, and it will take, all liars shall end up in hell, in the lake of fire. We must not compromise the integrity of our person, because the test of who your spouse is not a kiss, it is hearing from God. I heard in my spirit, this is the will of God for me. Marriage is an act of faith. It does not mean that the person you're getting married to is a perfect person in every way. In fact, sometimes if you are the same, then you don't belong. I was talking to somebody the other day, and this lady says, you know, I'm all about money, 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 money. I'm about business, 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 business. Everything is business. He said, and I made certain I married somebody who was not all money, 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 money. He gives balance to me. Because if I married somebody that was all about money, 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 it would drive me crazy. I would not have any place to rest. Guess what? She was not even a Christian. She was Buddhist. I'm saying, Wow. Where did she get this from? It's here. Your husband was supposed to be different from you. Two puzzles that are exactly the same don't fit. You complete each other. It's different from you. Find out how different you are to complement. Now, everything I said about the woman, I'm saying about the man. If you're a woman and you have problems with your husband, stay away from other men. Because just as good as women are used in this passage to be the sweet talker, there is a man who is going to be the sweet talker and will talk you into disaster. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we receive wisdom from you. Guide our steps far away from disaster. Lord, help us to hear you clearly and understand you clearly and pursue after you clearly with all of our hearts, so that your name is forever glorified. You are our present help in the time of trouble. I pray for every man and every woman right this very moment that may be struggling in one way or the other, that they will find rest in you and escape every agenda of the evil one. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so very much for participating tonight in our studies. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. I pray that God will sanctify each soul, cleanse everyone that's been defiled in any way, shape, or form, from every form of defilement, and grant grace and victory. Honor God with your giving. And may God continue to enlarge your coast for his glory and honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. May I remind you also, I'll come to you later. Just wait for me. Just wait. I'd like to remind us about the fact that our prayer meetings starting in November will not be on Zoom, or rather will not be on YouTube and Facebook. It's going to be primarily on Zoom. And so please, if you're on Zoom now, you need not do anything different. But for the benefit of those that have been primarily on YouTube and Facebook, I'd like to have the Zoom ID number and passcode on the screen for you, so that you can engage in those prayer meetings starting in November, okay? So you'll have that available to you. I don't see it on the screen, but Friday will be prayer meeting. Look forward to been with you. Okay, the information is on there for prayer meetings. So take note of that. 851-8432-5513 is the meeting ID, and 945071 is the passcode. And then what else do I need to remind you about? I believe October the 28th, there'll be some movie screening happening here. Come join and participate and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Is there anyone on? Okay. All right, good. See you Friday.
Yeah. I got two amounts of money, both pretty well close together. One was today, one was actually yesterday. So I put the one in from yesterday, but should I put both of them today?
That's your decision.
Friday.
That's your decision, whatever you want to do. It's fine.
I do have another tithe and offering coming up on Friday. So
okay.
I'm just trying to figure if I should space it out or should I all give it a
It's your decision. Whatever you do is...